disinfectant from tap water, discounts for first responders, and self-heating meals, it must be our finale episode from EMS World Expo. If that's what you're looking for, you found it right here on the Medicast.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is the Medicast, a podcast for EMS providers by EMS providers, featuring EMS news, products, tips, tricks, and commentary. So grab your gear and glove up. Here's today's show with the Podmedic, Jamie Davis.
Good day and welcome to this week's episode of the Medicast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the Podmedic, and I'd like to welcome all of you to this week's program. There are some pretty exciting things coming up for you in this episode, including a lot of great information as we kick off our three-part finale episode from EMS World Expo 2012. This has our first three product innovator picks from our podcasting team in it in this week's show. First off is Chris Montero's pick, a disinfectant and cleaner made from ordinary tap water from your station. Next up is my pick, an online discount shopping service open only to military and first responders. And we'll wrap up this first segment from EMS World Expo with Chris Ceballero's Tasty Pick Self-Heating MREs. Check all that up, coming right up. First, though, I do want to remind you to follow up on all of the information you'll find over at the Medicast blog. That's medicast.com/blog. You'll find a list of show notes link at the top of the page. You can find the most recent episode listed first and scroll down and find all of the other episodes from previous weeks. There are links to everything we talk about in every episode there, so you can follow up on all of the tips, the news items, and in this week's show, our special product innovator links. If you want to get back in touch with me with a comment or a question, make sure you shoot me an email. You can catch up with me by email at podmedic@mac.com. I make sure I respond back to every email that comes in. It might take me a day or so, but I will get back to you. And hey, I might even mention your comments here on the show. So shoot me an email today. That's it. Without too much further ado, let's get to part one of our finale episode from the Physio-Control podcast studio at EMS World Expo last month in New Orleans, coming up in just a sec.
Yep, it's EMS Garage and the... Wait, hang on, I actually came up with a name. It's the... EMS GarageCast first moment leadership thing, and there's a couple other shows
there's a
in
Medicast
there.
In there.
Well, the cast,
the cast, yeah,
EduCast, but cast and the medic and the thingy. Yeah, so anyway, hi, I'm Chris Montero, your host of the EMS Garage, joined by Jamie Davis, Chris Ceballero, and it's the last show at EMS World Expo 2012 here in New Orleans, and I'm so happy to be here. The final show for me is always fun because we get to do our favorite products from the show floor. We always look out for innovative things. We'd like to thank our... We'll go through all of our sponsors here in a few minutes, but we're at the Physio Control Podcast Studio, and they've sponsored us for the entire event. But first... So, hi, guys. Sorry.
Hi. Hey, what's up?
Nice to see you. First is Tom. Tom, tell us a little bit about who you are and about Gen X3.
Okay, the company is Nature Tech Solutions out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And the president, Roman Fick, has been working on this technology for about 5 years, actually. It's basically taking electrolyzed water to another degree. What we do here is I filled this with just tap water a few minutes ago, and I put in a... little scoop, one scoop of this, which is a half a gram of basically salt and citric acid, a proprietary mix. And what it does is, and then I generate it. So basically what we did is I put it in there.
So I can't put that on my margarita?
Well, you could.
Okay, all right. Just checking.
You know, it's going to sanitize the heck out of you. Yeah.
It'll be
cleaned out.
Margarita,
I'll be
yes.
Cleaned out.
And then we generate it with actually, it's been generated here already. And what happens is we let this generate for about 5 minutes. So it electrolyzes it, and it frees up the chlorine out of the salt, NaCl being sodium. And what we have here, after 5 minutes, is a solution that is 80 to 200 times stronger than chlorine.
Wow.
So it can, and it's safe to use. I mean, even to the point of, I will spray a little bit out here.
Don't hit the camera.
To give you an idea, it's just to give an idea how this is a chlorine test strip that shows black. If it shows black right away, it's 200 parts per million. As you can see, it's right out of the chute. It's 200 parts per million chlorine, and that is more than enough to kill virtually all the virus and bacteria that we've listed on our website, gen-x-3.
.com. There you go. So the other thing is you also have a pH balance for the solution. And yesterday when we were talking, you said that you can keep it like this for about a day. Then basically you just recharge it, boom, it's ready to go again. It's
correct.
Not like you, every time you use it, you have to throw it away or something like that.
Part of the proprietary mix of with salt and citric acid, its food grade additive, is that it keeps it pH balanced. And what when you keep it pH balanced, that's what frees up the chlorine. So I have a test strip here for the pH level of what it'll show out. So I'll just spray this on here, shake it off, and then show on the test strip where it's about, oh, it's about 6-7 in the middle of the pH world, and that's a balanced pH. So that's very consistent. So that's the difference you see with our product, is that it's a measured dosage for this 13.5 ounces, and it's consistent all the time.
And so you're just putting tap water in there.
Correct.
So you're really just getting the container, and then you order the additional supplies, but you're using your own tap water to do it. And
correct.
It doesn't have to be special distilled water or anything like that. It just whatever you got in your station, in your organization.
Absolutely. In fact, you don't want to use filtered water. You want to use tap water because of the minerals, basically, in it.
So when you say if it's been sitting you need to recharge it, is it just to turn it on to recharge, or do you have to add more of the...
It's already got the salt solution in it, and it's been generated. All you have to do is let it go through its process for another 4 or 5 minutes. Usually, though, I found that once you start using a few ounces of this, you tend to use it all, because you're spraying everything. You're going down. You're on every hard surface, you can spray and wipe, or you can let it air dry.
And you said
you can put those on every ambulance.
It's cool. Well, and he said it won't dye your clothes. It won't do all the things that you would expect a normal like a Clorox bleach.
Yeah. Put your hand out over here. Let me spray it here and tell me.
No,
I'm melting.
Oh, well, there is that.
What do you smell? You can smell. What do you smell?
I smell salt.
Smells like chlorine.
Yeah.
Bleach, right? Well, here's a black napkin. If this was bleach, it would turn it white real quick. And
wow.
So it is safe to human beings and the environment.
It says not for human consumption, though.
Well, that's don't drink the whole.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
here I am looking at my finger.
I'm just giving a nice little demonstration.
Toothpaste also says you can, harmful and deadly.
That's right.
Good point.
And this, I got to say, this is one of the best products that I've seen here as far as functionality, as far as being able to use it.
It's green. It's not introducing any harmful things to the environment. And they also have this really large industrial one where you can use it in industrial type settings. So if you had a large hospital or something like that, you could definitely use it.
Correct.
There.
Instead of doing it in the small fashion, a larger healthcare facility, or it actually gets in the hospitality world too. Where you can put it in a water closet, and we have some machines that can generate up to 400 gallons an hour.
That is awesome.
Wow, that's great.
I work in a hospital. I'm taking this back.
I knew you loved it. As soon as I saw it, I thought. Yeah.
And you're working on this. There's some studies undergoing right now that you're looking at C. diff, right?
We're trying to get to C. diff. I mean, C. diff obviously is a very difficult a virus to break and crack in a simple way. Everything else we've tested against. It's worked on, and with the list we have on our website, is very significant. We're currently doing a double blind test on the murine norovirus.
Oh wow!
And we'll have the results on that within a week.
But some of the things you have listed here, E. coli, listeria, MRSA, these are a lot of things that we have to deal with almost every day in our ambulances.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And what happens? It sprays, and you're killing immediately. You saw that parts per million. You're killing immediately when it hits. You don't have to wait for a while. It's starting to kill. Heavier stains and things might hit 30 seconds to a minute, but in reality, it's killing right away.
Wow. I love it.
And you're out of Lancaster, which is right near my neck of the woods. So
yeah, well,
we appreciate
he's
that.
He's a disabled veteran-owned company also.
That's fantastic. So,
oh, awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah. He's good at it.
Tom, thank you very much for coming
appreciate
up. I'm so excited. We'll have all the information in the show notes. We'll have more information on the lower third as you guys get to watch this. Gin-X-3.com.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Cool. You'll be hearing from me.
Use guys.
Use guys are crazy.
More great products coming up in a minute.
And we're back with our next segment here for our finale episode of EMS World Expo. I'm Jamie Davis, the PodMedic. You know, we're here with Chris Sembolero, Chris Montero. Can't keep the Chris straight, left or right. And, you know, it's my turn for my pick. And, you know, I come up with products or services at every conference trying to figure out exactly what it is I want to talk about and what I'm excited about. And there were some interesting products and things, but at the end of the day, I realized I was talking more about one of the services I saw than anything else. And it is GovX. It is an organization, a website that provides discounted pricing for consumer products for government employees, military employees, responders, and it is there to provide that service for those particular individuals. And I'm really excited to have Mark here. Mark, what's your last name again?
Van Busker.
Van Busker.
Yes, sir.
So, Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit about GovX, where the concept it came from, and what exactly you guys tried to do?
Well, GovX was born from my work with another company. I spent 25 years selling to military and government agencies around the world. And in each instance, when I was attending maybe 30-some-odd trade shows a year, I would see that it was always a sea of black. It was a different variation on a black boot, black knife, black gun, as if these military and first responders didn't have a life outside of the uniform. So the idea behind GovX was simply to recognize that at some point during the week, the uniform comes off, and now they can go to GovX and access any one of over 100 different brands to make their life outside of the uniform that much more enjoyable, not only for them but for their entire family. Although at GovX we do have a lot of tactical products as well on our site.
And so there's, you know, Christmas is coming up, so there's things there, you know, a responder or a military personnel person could go to and say, I can do my Christmas shopping, get a discounted rate, and get a really high quality name brand product, you know, for my spouse, for somebody in my family.
Yeah, at GovX we want to recognize the entire family, because I've been to so many military bases all over the world, and I did see the men and women deployed, and I saw the families that were left behind. And so with it, at GovX, products for the entire family. But what makes GovX so special is that it's products that want to help those that serve, so and offer the great discounts. So at GovX, we have over 4,000 products on the site now. We've only been around for a little over a year, and in a year's time, we've added over 100 brands.
Wow.
And each one of the brands have said, hey, if it's not the military, if it's not our government, our first responders, the police, the fire, the EMS guys, then who should it be that gets the really good deals? So on our site, on GovX, you get products anywhere from 25 to 50% off retail. And what's really neat about how we do it is, to access GovX, you register and upload a copy of your ID, or you can register with a .mil or .gov email address, and our customer service people match up that registration to their ID and unlock the backside of the site, where then they can see pricing and order. So we protect the brands so that only those that we truly know deserve to have this great discount have access to it.
Incredible. Yeah, what are some of the things we would find if we went there?
It's really cool. You can find everything from tactical to stand-up paddle boards, London Bridge Trading, SOG knives, LifeProof cases, which is another great product out here at the show that protects your iPhones and iPads. And again,
Shannon was telling me this morning you even have home, like a home section.
Oh, we have a home section too, and we have jewelry. We have Sector 9 skateboards for the kids. GovX, as I say now, we have over 100 brands, or about another 25 that are waiting to be uploaded. But we want to be the largest website for those that protect and serve to access the very best brands at the very best pricing. And at the same time, we have a give back to the Marine Corps Association, the Air Force Association, the Navy SEAL Association, Fraternal Order of Police. All members of these associations, when they purchase on GovX, a donation goes back to the association that they're part of. So we raise a lot of money as well. Everybody wins at GovX. It's really cool.
Well, that's why I'm so excited about
it.
Yeah,
exactly. So, it was a great find.
Yeah, it's very cool.
What can people find more about GovX?
Excuse me?
Where's your website?
Oh, website is govx.com. It's govx.com. And there again, anybody can peruse the site, check it all out. You just won't see pricing until you do that registration piece. So it truly targets those that are out there protecting and serving. And that's the real piece of what we want to do at GovX. And we're actually adding some really cool things to it. We've signed agreements with events like the Rock and Roll Marathon. And if you're out in California, the Dana Point Turkey Trot, it's the eighth largest 5K and 10K race in the country. And you come on to GovX, and you can receive a discount to enter Rock and Roll Marathons or 10K races around the country as well.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's really neat.
So the other thing Shannon was telling me this morning is that if our organization, so we sign up our entire organization, and we have a cause, we have a special foundation in our community or something like that, you guys actually give back 2% to that.
Absolutely. To that. Yeah,
incredible. I don't even know how you guys make money.
Registered the organizations or the foundations?
Tony Farwell, who's president of GovX, actually he works with all the foundations and the associations, and he meets with each one of them, and we do an integration with their foundation or association. So our systems will recognize if it's an EMS association or a fire department or the Fraternal Order of Police, if a customer comes through their association onto GovX, our systems recognize that, and when they purchase on GovX, a donation is gathered and goes back to them on a quarterly basis.
Yeah. Very cool.
It's really, really neat.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for coming to the conference and giving me the opportunity to discover this. I'm really excited about telling my audience about it, and hopefully they'll be able to make use of this site to give them an opportunity to get back a little bit for all that they give.
It's really an honor to have you select us, and I really want to thank you for giving me the time to tell people a little bit more about GovX and what we're doing.
Great, and that's govx.gov, or govx.com.
Yeah.
It's been a long conference,
oh, yeah.
But govx.com, there'll be links in the show notes for it, and Mark, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, guys, I appreciate it.
Thank
it's
you
really
very
kind
much.
Of you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Oh yeah, we're rolling,
baby.
Well,
it's so neat to see the things that we see here at the conference, and the picks of the different podcasters. And I know yours is coming up here soon, but you know, I do want to always give a shout out to our neighbors in the next booth next door. The guys from AirTrack have a laryngoscope that is essentially a periscope, a series of mirrors, five lenses, and you end up with a device that is very simple to use, very inexpensive. The guys, Paul and the guys over there at AirTrack have been putting up with hearing us blab on for the entire conference right next door. And we always make sure we give a shout out to the folks that are next door to us. AirTrack, so it's airtrack.com. It's AirTrack with a Q, not CK, but with a Q. And there'll be a link in the show notes. And we just want to thank them. An excellent tool, and you have the opportunity for video laryngoscopy. There's one of those words I can't say very fast. And also can be used without the video aspect. So you have the opportunity to use it as is, or if you need to videotape it, you can record it. They have everything that can be attached right to this device and very simple to use.
I found it handy just to look over the other booths.
Yeah, it's got all kinds of adverse or alternative uses, unintended uses of the product. But it's very cool. I mean, you can just clip the camera right on top here and then use it.
And more, you're starting to see that as we're having challenges getting the skills, the products are getting more and more advanced for us to do a better job.
Right,
and
right.
When you come here, you get to see those new innovative products that will allow us to deliver the best patient care that we can.
Yeah, and they have several different versions to determine where your price point is. They have a reusable version with a slip-over cover that is less expensive for more uses, or if you're not going to do a lot of intubations, you may want to just get the single-use version because you know it's going to sit in your kit. It's got a 3-year battery life.
Yeah.
And so I just found it really cool. You know, using it on the mannequins that they had in their booth, it's nice to be able to pass the tube every time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's important. I agree.
So, anyway, Paul, thanks for everything
you
guys are doing over there, and we appreciate all of that. What have been some of the things, Chris, you know, interestingly enough, I haven't had a chance to sit down with you here at the conference. I know you two have been on shows together, but what's been the thing that leapt out at you at the conference here?
You know, one of the things that I think is interesting is that every time you come, you're always looking at the same equipment. You know, there's ventilators and there's CPAP machines and there's, you know, defibrillators. But one of the things that amazes me still is that every year they get more ingenious. Mm-hmm. They get more advanced. Think about where we started here. And the feeling comes from, look at where we've come from. Almost 30 years of being an EMS. You know, we started off, we were using the battery from the ambulance to actually shock. I mean, that was our defibrillator.
Yep.
But now you've got such great products. So the thing that really struck me is the level of advancement that's occurred over the last 3 years in our career field. And every time we turned around to see the same types of products, they were just more, you know, more stuff for us to do with them. So that's kind of what leapt out at me.
Very cool.
What about you, Chris? Anything you saw over the last 3 days as we've been here kind of taking a look at the conference and the different events that have been going on?
Yeah, it's the same but not. I think I agree with Chris. I think it's growing. I think when we first started this program a couple years ago when we were in Atlanta, we saw this kind of weird lull. The economy hit, all this stuff, and now I think you're seeing things come back and back and back, and really the booths are getting more ornate again, and people are starting to get excited. People are buying again.
Yeah.
So all of those things, I think that really, to me, speaks volumes about how this show is starting to grow. All shows in this sector are starting to grow again.
You know, the food's better at the shows.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Are you hungry?
I'm hungry.
I wish we could have some food.
Why can't they bring us food on the show?
You know, we never get fed. But one of the things, that's one of the problems I think we find in EMS is that we always have problems eating.
Right, so. I know. And, well, here it comes. It's a great way to pitch it, really.
It is, because actually there's food here, and not just the food you buy.
Yay!
Woo. Excellent. Let's
and one of the things that I looked here at, and the product that I wanted to bring to you guys was the fact of, you know, I work in a system that a lot of you guys do as well, that we run a lot of calls, maybe 18 calls in a 24-hour period. And how is it that we're going
to
be able to get that nourishment that we need? Well, hopefully they can stop at their favorite restaurants, they can get back to the firehouses and eat their meals. But I thought it would be really interesting. Back when I was in the military, it was really good to know that in our packs we had something that we could eat and that we could get the strength that we needed to do our jobs. Well, it may be now that we need to get back to the point for our EMTs and paramedics that we bring these back. So we want to go ahead and thank you for bringing this with us. But tell us a little bit about the MREs.
First, who are you and what company are you with?
Okay. Stevie Hansen. I'm the VP at Meal Kit Supply. We're a North American company that provides U.S. military food rations in a bunch of different formats. What we brought here for lunch today is a 1,300-calorie three-course meal. Has a five-year shelf life. Each one comes with what's called a flameless ration heater, which heats up the meal within about 5 minutes. So I brought these guys a hot lunch.
It's really hot. I mean, yeah,
you burned yourself.
It's really hot.
This is like a child.
I know, because I keep touching it, because it smells good.
I mean, peanut butter and crackers.
Even better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's a spoon here, so yeah, if you just peel the top open, don't burn yourself.
Wow.
And then there's enough heat left over with the flameless ration heater to have like coffee, hot chocolate.
Really?
We have electrolyte replacement there, so you can get your electrolytes replaced. Mm. And 1,300 calories later, you're ready to go out and do the good fight.
Wow. That's awesome. That's actually really good.
Which one do you have?
I don't know.
I feel it's like we're a cooking show.
I know, I do too. I know, I want a cooking show.
Vanilla pudding dessert powder.
Yum.
Mmm, crackers.
How about that?
I'm going to have some peanut butter on my crackers.
Look at these guys chowing down. Mm.
So, was the concept basically from the military? I mean, is that where you... how did you decide to get into the EMS market? What was the thought?
Well, we had so many folks, this started out as something that in Canada, the Canadian military was kind of running out of their own meals, and so then they wanted to subcontract to get the good U.S. military ones. And we, at the time up in Canada, were kind of going through the SARS epidemic.
Right.
There was a lot of concern with with Canadians about having enough like emergency food just in their basement or on the back of their car. If there's a breakdown in critical infrastructure, then you'd have something there that, you know, 5 years, you don't have to worry about having a base of food there. So personally, we started stocking up on it and then really noticed the need with police forces, you know, the police forces, the EMOs, like corporations that are setting up a emergency control center.
Mm. Must feed some of our people.
Come on, I keep gonna keep talking because I'm so hungry.
These guys are really eating their lunch now.
Well, listen, we're not just eating
good.
We're
feeding everybody.
It's good. Really good. I mean,
either we're starving or you've got a great
cheese. Cheese on a
oh. You know, this brings me back to the days. It feels like I have to get up now, run a few miles when I'm done with this. And
well, the 1,300 calories will give, like, whoever's out there, you know, fighting the good fight, as I said, like, enough energy to be lifting people on gurneys. And
we buy them singly? How do they come? How are they packed?
There is 12 meals to each of our cases, and that's, like, 4 breakfast, 4 lunch, 4 dinner. And there's really good variety on it. Like, our particular MRE probably has the most variety.
Don't fight me, I'll separate you two.
The most variety is really within ours, so that you're not eating the same thing day after day. We hear complaints about that, especially from emergency personnel. They don't want to eat the same meal every day. And we also ensure that they're, like, fresh, factory fresh. So you're getting product that does have, like, a full 5-year shelf life. So at any point you want to dig in.
So what is your favorite?
This is crazy. Yeah.
I love the cheese whiz that has jalapeno in it.
Really?
And I like the cheese tortellini pasta.
Oh, wow, I must have just had that.
There's cheddar, potato cheddar soup here, too, which is awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
Strawberry banana dairy shake.
Yeah, and we were eating the brownies. The brownies were, like,
really?
What you needed. I bet you got some brownies in here.
This is amazing.
Now, there's also beverage, so we can replace electrolytes on those hot days.
That's what I was saying, like, with it's like a Gatorade equivalent you have there. And all the packaging is waterproof, insect-proof, rodent-proof.
And this is still so hot to even touch. You know?
Yeah. And this I think I burned my palate.
Chicken and vegetables.
Uh-oh. It's like pizza, right?
Exactly. Wow.
So we have, like, an online store. Like, folks can buy it, like, through our online store.
And where's that?
Yeah, folks want to get people to do that.
It's www.mealkitsupply.com. Or we sell it at Costco.
Really?
Amazon, Costco. It's getting out there.
So I don't have to be like a government employee or something to buy it.
No.
Everybody can buy it.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people that probably wish they had something like this right now with Hurricane Sandy.
Yes. Such a great point.
Yes.
I mean, I look at the people in Staten Island, they're lining up for the Red Cross meal trucks.
Yeah.
You know, down around the block. And if they were the family that thought ahead a little bit and said, we could order this, they'd probably, if you get it off of Amazon, they could have had it in time, even if seeing the storm coming.
Yeah, Amazon delivers in 24 hours.
How long is the shelf life again?
5 years.
5 years. So, you know, if nothing
put
else,
in your basement.
Yeah, exactly.
I have
just get a couple of
they
would
eat
down
anything.
There.
So if I can start, oh, we're just almost out of date. Let's bring it up and let the boys eat it.
Yeah.
Let's have an MRE night. That's awesome.
This is great.
It's really good. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. I mean, the other thing we can do is we can, we have so many different components. We can configure, like, an MRE that's specific to some particular type of group that's doing emergency.
Or a
like
dietary restriction or...
Yes, or like, you know, like, for instance, the smoke jumpers, like, those guys usually will go into an MRE and they'll, like, strip out, like, this is too heavy and that doesn't biodegrade well. And so we'll provide for them, like, a kind of a compacted version of it that's, so when they're jumping out of an airplane, then they're not leaving a lot of stuff behind and they're not carrying a lot of weight. And so they're getting the calories that they need.
Excellent.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm glad I could bring you guys lunch.
Thank you very much.
I know, right?
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean,
EMS, as long as you can feed us and give us a place to sit down, we're happy. So we got it all covered here.
I know your type.
Well, and a beer right here would be.
We'll work on that for next year.
All right.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy.
And that will wrap up this week's episode of the MedicCast. Make sure you follow up on all of the information in this special episode segment from EMS World Expo in the show notes over at medicast.com/blog. Also, make sure you get back in touch with me. You can send me emails in to podmedic@mac.com. I look forward to getting your comments or questions or suggestions, so keep them coming, and I do get back to each of you. If you want to catch up with me on social media sites, you can do that too. Most of the channels you'll find me under the handle podmedic, so catch me at twitter.com/podmedic or facebook.com/podmedic, and follow or friend me there. And don't forget to catch the MedicCast Facebook fan page. You'll find that at facebook.com/MedicCast. Click the like button right there at the top of the page to become a fan of the show and catch all of the additional links and information I post over there throughout the course of each week. You can catch all of that there on the Facebook page. That will wrap up this episode of the MedicCast. Catch the next episode coming out here every Monday just for you and the rest of the MedicCast community. Subscribe via iTunes, use the iOS podcast app, or just watch the show over at the MedicCast website. I'll be there bringing you the best of the week's EMS news and information. I'm Jamie Davis, the PodMedic. Please remember, scene safety, BSI.